All right, today's a very special episode, everybody. Come around, come close. This one's going to be a bit outside of the norm. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to turn the show over to a couple of guests. That's right. That's what we're doing. As you know, and let me explain, maybe 3-4 months ago, I added what... Okay, first off, you know I've got the 3 supporter systems. We got the Rockfin, the Patreon, and the VIP section. And for Patreon and the VIP section, I added a tier 4. For people who wanted to go way above and beyond tier 1. And I thought, what could I do? What can I possibly do to try to make this fun? Because I shuffled all my tiers around. Okay, now I'm tier 3. So now... Tier 1, in case you're not caught up, Tier 1, you now also, on top of all the other things you get, the books and all the bonus shows and no more ads, you get the monthly live stream, the Ask Me Anything. And Tier 3 gets a signed copy of Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1. And I've sort of after the fact decided I'm just going to, every month, if you're on Tier 3, I'll just send you a new signed paperback of your choice. So, America only, sorry. If you're overseas, I'm very sorry. I can't swing $30 in shipping. But the... So I don't have that advertised, but if you sign up for Tier 3, I do my best. If I got the books in stock, you get whatever book you want. Signed paperback every month for free. So there's an option for you. But then I got Tier 4, which I didn't really know how to make this work. I did a thing called Conspiracy Considerations, as you've probably heard, where each Tier 4 person, I would give them the shot to come on the show and talk about their theory. Now, the problem I have, and this is my problem, not anyone else's, the problem I have is my scheduling for the guests is easily the biggest pain in my butt of this whole show. That's why I don't do a lot of guests on my show. That's why this is mostly me talking to you. Because, believe it or not, it's easier for me to do the research and make the notes and put the show together than to schedule guests. Because, you know, long story short, it's a pain in the ass. And I found that out the hard way after I already started this thing. And with all that being said, today is the last Conspiracy Considerations. Will I bring it back someday? Possibly. Possibly. I'd have to quit the dreaded day job. Which maybe, right? Maybe in the future that's the world we'll be in. But for now, this is the last episode of, or the last installment, I should say, of Conspiracy Considerations, where we're going to do the whole show is based upon this idea. Because the other segments were just little 10-minute minis that I would throw into an episode. Now, as part of Tier 4, so here's the thing with Tier 4. If you sign up for Tier 4... You're just being a great, nice person, okay? And the only way I can sort of... I'm already given the free books for Tier 3. So what I'm going to do for Tier 4 folks, if you want to support at that level, I will do sort of a specialized shout-out. And I don't know how I'm going to do this yet. I don't know if I'm going to do all of them in one show or maybe space them out. But this will go above and beyond the sort of bulk shout-outs that I do for the Tier 2 folks. And Tier 3, obviously. So with that being said, because I've got 2 guests today, I've got 2 conspiracy considerations for you. First one's from Josh, the second one's from John. And, you know, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. You're going to listen to all kinds of stuff. But before we get into that, I do want to give my specialized Tier 4 shout-outs for the month of September. Cheryl, as always, great supporter. Jason F. Big Physique. John P. And Wally. You remember Wally Gorbachev? He was on the show a few times. We tried to link up. Couldn't quite work. I'm not sure what's going on. Scheduling issues. He's a busy guy. But yeah, those are some of the Tier 4 folks. And I want to give them a special shout out. Thank you for your support. And then we've got Southside Tarot. You may remember him. He's been on a couple of times doing his conspiracy considerations. Well, he has a new interview that is published on YouTube. I will provide a link in the show notes. And he goes deep, homeboy. He's talking about five tarot cards he developed that connect to Deoth in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. And this is for the hardcores. If you're into this stuff hardcore, this is for you. And you can also get his book now. I think the last time he was on, we talked about his book, Eight Faces of the Goddess. Well, it's now on Amazon, okay? And I'll post the title there. It's called Eight Faces of the Goddess, Cannabis and the Divine Feminine. And if you want to go deep into the occult, that's your man right there. He'll go deep as you want to go. So shout out to Southside Tarot, Jordan over there. Appreciate you. Now let's get into the two segments where people are going to break this stuff down according to their vision. First, we're going to start with Josh. And Josh is starting his own conspiracy podcast. That's right, yes. You can follow him on the Twitter, the Instagram, at Ghoulishism. It's called the Ghoulishism Podcast. I'll put all this information in the show notes. He's going to talk about how this is sort of a mystery school podcast. His inspiration includes Jay Dyer, friend of the show, Jay Dyer. We talk about Sharp Boy Lavagrown, the Gospel of Thomas, which, you know, that's some Gnostic stuff, right? We're going into Gnostic territory and psychedelics. So let's hear from Josh. All right, we got Joshua on the line. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you, Isaac?
Good, good, good. We're here to pick your brain today.
Yeah, that's you might not leave the cinema sane, as they say in hip hop. You know.
Oh yeah, there you go. I looked through my notes. We were talking about consciousness at one point. What topic did you want to hit on today?
So just like real quick. First and foremost, the reason I'm really on here, full transparency, is because I am starting my own kind of conspiracy type podcast.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Very inspired by you and Sam and Greg and, you know, Jay, you know, all your homeboys.
Nice, nice. Yeah, all good company, all good company.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a student of everything you guys are preaching, and so I felt like it was time for me to step up. And
you got show name picked out yet?
Yeah, so it's called the Ghoulishism Podcast. I actually don't have any out quite yet, but just super quick, bit of housekeeping. I know your fans love housekeeping.
Guest housekeeping is their most favorite.
That's probably, yeah, they're gonna really love it. No, just super quick, it's at Ghoulishism on Twitter, on Instagram. Those will be the best, quickest ways, and when the podcasts like drop, you'll see it.
What's tell me how to spell that, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay, so it's a play on my last name. My last name is Varghulish, but it's spelled Ghoulishism.
Okay. And all right. It's kind of how it's pronounced. All right. Ghoulishism. All right. I'll put a link in the show notes. Twitter and IG. We'll follow you and dropping the heat.
I can't thank you enough for that.
Yeah. Let's go, man. Let's do that. Yeah. I like that, man. So, I want other people to get banned and censored too, so they know the same pain I have.
You know what, dude? I'm honestly doing this because if they ban you, if they ban, you know, the tinfoil hats and all that, there's gonna be I'm gonna fly under the radar. I'm not Isaac Weishaupt. My name. No.
Yeah, you might.
It's not known yet, but you know, that's why I'm on here.
Well, let me tell you, if you here's the advice I'll give you is that. If you want to be reckless and go forward and get on the radar, you know, that's on you. But, you know, the virus from 2020 and the solution for the thing from 2020 are the two big no hot buttons, get you banned off of everything topics. And it's not a 100% thing. I actually talked to, I don't want to drop any inside info, but like I talked to some people who are kind of in the podcasting business, and they said, you know, you can talk about those things, totally fine. However, if it strikes someone the wrong way that you're spreading misinformation, it kind of gets you on a on some kind of radar on some level, and you know, it could bring the whole thing down for you. So, you know, that's why I don't really talk about those things anymore, which it's a little bit of a sellout shill thing, but you know what, I said my piece on it, and you know, I think everyone's heard enough about it, everyone's got their opinion, and it is what it is, man. People need to respect each other's opinions on what they want to believe in. But yeah, those are the two. If I give you any advice, that you could use those to your advantage or use them to your disadvantage, you know what I'm saying?
Can I be real here, Isaac? Can we have a like real conversation?
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
All right. Buddy, I was
my friend got me out to a protest. I'm from Pennsylvania. I actually was born in Pennsylvania, just like you. So, we have a ton in common, dude. I'm 38 years old, so we're close in age, I'm sure. And grew up very similar to you, love for and all that. So,
all right. Very similar. You from the east side of PA or the west side or the middle?
The west. I'm from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Latrobe. All right.
Yeah, home to Mr. Rogers and Arnold Palmer, the golfer.
Oh really? Isn't that where Rolling Rock comes from, or something like that?
Yes. Okay, yeah. All right. Except Budweiser bought Rolling Rock, and it's not made in Latrobe, Pennsylvania anymore. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good to know.
A lot of jobs were lost when Budweiser bought Rolling Rock.
Bastards.
They moved it to like Rolling Rock's made in like New Jersey or something. It's freaking ridiculous.
Oh man, you can't do that. All right, anyway, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, you went to a protest.
Yeah, so we went to a protest in that, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. The camaraderie, and people were driving by, they were blaring their horns, and you know, taking videos. And there's something is really happening, I can tell you,
All right, for sure. All right, in the brother. Streets.
I'm trying to be part of it, and
yeah, there's a lot of people embracing this sort of counter thing, and I don't know, man.
I came here to try to spread the good news. Guess what? We win. The meek inherit the earth. Wally knows.
Oh boy, here we go. We got another Christian warrior in the house.
I'm a ghoulishism warrior. That's what I am.
Oh, okay. All right. What I have in my notes is you wanted to talk about consciousness. Is that, or do you want to talk about something different? This is your show, man. You talk about what you want to talk about.
And I'm sorry, I don't know how long you wanted this, but I got a lot to say.
All right. Well, I usually keep it to 15, but like, you know, we can rock for a little bit more than that.
All right. So I'll try to make this quick. So my podcast is kind of the thing with it is I consider it a mystery school, you know, like we talk, like I'm really into the occult and all this stuff. And I just love all religion, history, philosophy, all that stuff. And I can't like pick one and say, you know, I'm a Christian, therefore this is, you know, invalidated or something. Because I love it, like Eastern, you know, Tao Te Ching and all this stuff. Like, I just love it. Yeah. So, and I think they all say the same thing, actually. I really don't think there's, you know, much of a... I think there's truth in everything, you know, at least somewhat. So,
Yeah, that could be the case. I mean, some people, you know, there's some schools of thought that say, you know, no, the Christian way is the only way and everything else is just a cheap imitation and you can't even entertain some of the ideas, but I've never felt strongly about things in that way. I always felt kind of like, well, I mean, you know, there's probably some beauty and truth into other things too. Is it the path to God and life in heaven? Maybe not. I mean, who knows, but I don't necessarily hold that hard line of a view on it. I probably am supposed to, I'm sure, but like I always say, I'm not a good Christian, so.
Yeah. All right. So, I just want to say that's one of the reasons I like love you, dude, and I listen to you is cuz you're not that hard line, like, you know, satanic, blah blah blah, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know what? I think most people are like you and me. We're somewhere in the middle. We, you know, we don't really know, but we kind of think this, but we're not, you know. I think that's where most real, rational, intelligent people are.
I think so too, dude. I think that, you know, some days these ideas will hit me sideways and I'll be really fervent about like, no, this is the thing. And then other days I'll be like, dude, I don't know. And, you know, it's kind of wishy-washy sometimes, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard to be still hell-bent on. I wish I had that level of faith or understanding of the world to be like, no, this is, you can't do this thing, and have to believe this thing.
I'll tell you what, I wish I was like your buddy Jay Dyer, because that dude is just like, you know, Jung is Gnostic garbage and just move along. Like he's like, I know what I know. I believe what I believe.
Yeah, he's convinced, huh?
He's great. I love it. Dude, I have his books. I have your books. I'm telling you, I'm wearing your shirt right now.
Oh, right on. That's dope, man. Thank you.
And can I tell you, I got a lot of actual responses. So for everybody out there, like, the shirt, it draws some attention and heads.
What do you mean,
and
out in public? People said, yeah, stuff to,
well,
you?
Well, so my friend who, all right, shout out to my friend Chris, who is helping with the podcast. I couldn't do it without him. He's my brother. But so he is working with me. He's my, you know, buddy. And he sees on the back, you know, these nerds are going to kill us all and stuff. And he's like, what shirt is that? What, you know, what does that mean and stuff? And I'm like, oh yeah, this is, you know, this dude, Isaac, I'm going to be on his show, blah, 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 all this stuff. And he's like, nice. I like it. And then my mom was like, what shirt is that? Immediate eye roll. Like, okay, here we go. She just,
oh yeah.
She just shut it down. She is, you know, I love her to death, but we do not agree on a lot.
She's not trying to hear that conspiracy nonsense.
No, definitely not.
Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, that shirt, I wear mine out in public. I've had a couple people stop me and ask about it. I think everyone agrees that the nerds are going to kill us. So I think that's what grabs people's attention and makes them stop to discuss.
I think that is probably, you know, the favorite part of it. And I like how big it is, and like, you kind of can't not see it or read it or whatever. Like.
Yeah, but, that's dope, man.
Anyway, you know, promotion for Isaac, you know, free promotion.
Yeah,
buy his stuff, buy his books, buy his merch. I love you, dude.
That's dope, man. I like that. Thank you.
So Ghoulishin is kind of like a mystery religion, is just, but like, it's a joke. Come on, man. It's, you know, I, what do I know? I don't know anything. I use the imagery of, and things of conspiracy and stuff. And like, I live in the basement, my bedroom's in the basement. I turned into a podcast studio. And just like you say, the initiation takes place underground, you know.
Well, damn, that's a good point.
Dude, you're right. You're right in all this. And this, I can't escape this. This is what I am, like, put on this earth to do right now. And it sucks, let me tell you. I'd rather be one of the sheeple and just, you know, have a wife and kid and think, you know, everything was fine and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's tough, but it's also, it's amazing and an honor and everything at the same time to, you know, be awakened and all this stuff. But
yeah, you're finding your new perspective underground, as the initiates do, it seems like, maybe.
I mean, I honestly, yes, I think I am. I was like, you know, the whole know thyself and stuff. Spend time in a basement by yourself a lot, and you'll learn some stuff. You'll need to find ways to, you know, pass the time and stuff. So, I live, breathe these podcasts, these philosophy. I listened to your book twice on Audible.
Oh, wow.
It like gave me chills. And all right, so let's get to the point. What I want to talk about is, like you say, like Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, about, okay.
Like, imagination, creating reality and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that's what I did, and that's why I'm here today talking to you.
Okay.
So I wanted to start this podcast, and I'm like, I got amazing friends and family. I got people that are gonna listen, but it's maybe like 20 or something if I'm lucky, you know. But a lot of people rooting me on don't all listen to podcasts and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how can I, you know, jumpstart the process and like I don't want to toil away at, you know, 5-10 listeners for 5 years before
right.
something catches on or goes back. I'm trying to quit my, I'm trying to be Greg Carlwood, that dude, to quit your, and I know I'm hashtag free Isaac. I know you've talked about, you know, not having the dreaded day job. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to manifest that destiny and that life.
Yeah. Just keep that as your drive, man.
You can do it
someday. I mean, Greg kind of, he jumped on way early in the podcast game.
I know. I'm really late to the game. I'm late all the time.
Yeah. And so it makes it just a little more difficult. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that aren't consistent or persistent enough, and they give up. And you just got to kind of wait it out and keep going, man. But you'll find, for me, I find that if you're really into the research, as it sounds you are, that, like, it's what's the saying, like, you never work a day in your life if you like what you do.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me. Like, I this is great. Like, the only thing that would be different for me is if I didn't have a podcast and all that, it would be at a much slower, more leisurely pace for me to do this research, but it's always going to be there for me. So I'm like, hell, I just got to take extra notes and package it up and do all the other parts of it, you know? So yeah, just keep cranking it out, man. Keep the research going, and you learn along the way. And, you know, next thing you know, boom, a couple years down the road, you'll have a nice little audience.
Yeah, no, I'm not ready to do that. That's why I bring the power of ghoulishism, because it's like extra jumpstart.
Yeah, right on.
It's so, what it is it's in the Gospel of Thomas. So there is some Gnosis. I'm sorry. I don't. Okay. It's a Gnostic gospel.
Hey, man,
but
you're in a no judgment zone right now.
It tells it like it is. It tells you how to pray. You know, you use your magic. What I did is I used, so like, binaural beats or whatever. I got those going on, and I'm in sort of a meditative state. You know, I'm relaxing, and I'm literally have had these conversations with you in my mind already. And what I did is I went through, like, when I come on the show, what would it be like, what might he ask me, what might I say, and everything. And then I add emotion to it, and I, like, literally put a smile on my face, and I feel how amazing it is to have this conversation, and, like, crazy and lucky I am, and, you know, the gratitude, the law of abundance, as Sam Tripoli would say. You know,
I learned
from you guys, man. I'm telling you, that you guys are right.
Yeah, dude, all that stuff's true, man. I've done visualization. Dude. Like, when I'm at the toughest point in my life, when I was like doing, before I started all this, I was just doing college and working. Like, I'd be in such a bad mood. I'd wake up and I'd do this positive sort of walkthrough of my whole day. And, like, it seemed to help. So I agree with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because it's true and it works.
Yeah.
It's, you can literally manifest anything you want in your life. It's in the Bible when it says, like, blah, 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 and move mountain and it'll move or whatever. Because, again, I'm like you. I'm not the best Christian. I don't know the I don't know the exact thing, but we all know, you know, the moving mountain thing from the Bible. Yeah, that's real. That's how you do it. You know, whatever obstacle in that. So rather than slug away and just leave it up to chance, you know, I imagined I'm in Madison Square Garden talking to 30 to 50,000 people, getting, you know, my name out there and my message across, you know, because that's what you told me I could do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
that's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a lot of these shows
hit
those
that's
numbers.
That's where I am right now. I'm in a dream, dude. This is a dream come true, for real.
Yeah. You ever try psychedelics?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you do, I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah.
What's your take on that, man? What's your experience when you do those? Do you feel like it sort of, to me, it feels like it shuts down the filters and you can kind of see the world in through a different perspective, different reality kind of thing?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, you just opened up a real like can of worms by asking me this. So I can tell you my experience. So my buddy Chris, who I absolutely love, and I wouldn't be able to make and say and be here right now with you without him. So props to him. But he hooked me up with some. We split some, and we were had tents. We were going to sleep on the beach in like near Boston, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And so me, him, and some other people do some. And on this particular beach near Boston, the planes are landing at the airport, and they, like, fly right over the beach, like, right overhead. And they're loud, and they're close, you know, to the, you know, you got the sky and the beach and the ocean. And so I'm, like, sitting on the sand watching you know, these planes fly overhead, and I'm surrounded by this just amazing time and friends and experience, and everybody's awesome. And I've never felt so one with the way. I mean, it was like heaven. I felt like I was one with the entire world.
Interesting. That's a common experience.
I've never felt love the way I feel on those, like just in regular day to day life.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to hijack the conversation. I don't want to take you off your path of notes there, but I found that curious. I don't know why.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I hope I explained it.
Yeah, dude. No, that's good.
They're amazing. Yeah,
that's the common experience, though. I think everyone should experience some level of it. I mean, you got to be careful, though. There's
is it pharmakia? That's why I made this podcast, because I want to know. Maybe Wally can come on and tell me why I'm a freaking idiot who's, you know, being tricked by demons.
Truth or drama.
Honestly, I'm saying Wally, I feel like you kind of hinted maybe he was making a podcast, or maybe you thought
he's. Yeah, he's definitely got one going.
I'm making a podcast. He's making a podcast. Let's work together.
There you go.
I love my Christian brothers, and I might be a deceived freaking idiot for all I know.
It could be two sides of the same coin too, you know.
If nothing else, it's a debate among, you know, two people who, you know, are intelligent and don't, you know, we're not going to fight or anything. It's not a debate. It's just like a dialogue. It's just fun.
Right on, man. What else you got on the list there, man? I know you said you had a bunch of stuff you wanted to hit on. Let me catch you up. We covered your podcast, right? Talked a little bit about
a lot of stuff. We've been going a while, I feel like.
Yeah. That's why I want to kind of keep it on schedule here. We got Creating Reality Through Creation Ideas, Binaural Beats, which I wanted to add in. That's part of that CIA, was it Operation Gateway? Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's like a...
Blew my mind.
Yeah, dude, you just blew my mind. I think it's called, let me look it up real quick. Yeah, it's the Gateway Process. They use binaural beats.
Mm-hmm.
The Gateway Experience, they call it. No, the Gateway Process. Anyways, yeah, you can look it up. It's Vice has a whole article on it and stuff. There's a technique for sort of, I think it was like involved like remote viewing or making contact, all those sorts of ideas.
Right.
They use the binaural beats and meditative states and all that same stuff. So,
yeah.
I think there's something to it, right? I don't disagree with it. And that's why I asked about the psychedelics, because to me, I think there's some common theme there and some form of trying to understand this other dimension, this other reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, man. Well, I got your plug. You want me to plug the Instagram and the Twitter, or you want me to, you don't have the title for the show yet. Well, it's gonna be Ghoulishism.
So it's gonna be called the Ghoulishism Podcast. I can honestly say I'm working on it, and very soon. I don't know when's this going out.
It'll be in September sometime. I'm debating how to do this, because I got this 9/11 sequence I'm going to do, and I'm probably going to put a couple of these conspiracy considerations on one episode.
Well, that's great, dude.
Mid-late September.
Yeah, all right. The later the better. All right, so by the time this comes out and people are listening, I really probably should have the Ghoulishism podcast out, and I'll put it out on all. I'll put it out, you know, whatever you freaking use. I feel like, you know, there's some programs where it just shoots it out to everything, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll do one of those, so probably, you know, iOS and Google and whatever.
Sweet, dude. All right, then I'll put a link in the show notes for your Twitter and your Instagram. They can follow you at Ghoulishism, Ghoulishism.
Yes, thank you.
All right, brother, man. Anything else you want to hit on while you're here?
Probably not, because once I start, you know, I can't stop. So
yeah, dude. You need to get podcasting, man. You got a lot to say, dude.
Thank you. I think this is a good summation of what I'm striving for.
Nice, dude.
As far as my voice goes, I kind of at the demonstration stuff, I like, you know, yelling and stuff. So I don't always sound like this, but
you were getting your Alex Jones yelling through the bullhorn on, huh?
I kind of I actually lost my voice a little. So if my voice sounds annoying or scratchy or whatever, it's not normally like this. But
I get you, man. All right, brother, man.
It's the cost of freedom.
Yeah, it's the cost of freedom. I like it, dude. All right, brother, man. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, brother. Take it easy.
Bye.
All right, there you go. That was Josh. If you want to check him out, he's on the Twitter and the Instagram at Ghoulishism. The podcast is called the Ghoulishism Podcast. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your ideas, Josh. Appreciate you. Next, we got John. We're heading over to the VIP section. And he's going to break down. We're going to kind of go to the other end of the spectrum here, okay? He's going to break down Genesis. He's gonna read you right from the Bible, and he discusses the ideas of the Illuminati as a special chosen elite, how we don't have to participate in their plan, redemption as the spiritual journey, and enslavement, all the things, right? And of course, as all things, we touch on the pandemic. And we get into the nomenclature for God. Very interesting. Even after the phone call we had, we proceeded the discussion a little bit more. And about how Jesus Christ was sent here to reconcile with man. Interesting ideas here. Check it out. This is John. All right. I got John on the line here. One of our last tier 4 conspiracy considerations for a period of time to be undetermined. You wanted to talk about consciousness, is that right?
Well, I mean, I don't know, some of these lines get blurry, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you define between what is consciousness as it's defined secularly versus something more spiritually. I was raised Catholic. I'm a Christian, still identify with those principles. And what I hear a lot of, and especially the alt media, is this talk of, you know, consciousness. And it's whether, you know, it's your average Joe, whether it's religious based, whether it's, you know, kind of this they, right, the Illuminati, the you know, the elite kind of thing. And everybody's approaching it from a little bit different angle. I try to separate out what I would myself refer to as spiritual, a relationship between the above and myself, say God, for instance. Everybody has a different name for it. I don't want to, you know, put any words in anybody else's mouth. But that, to me, is what matters. Everything else is nonsense. It doesn't exist. It's, you know, then we're into the matrix. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we got lost. I mean, as soon as we left that simple model of we're just a soul and, you know, outsmarted ourselves, maybe, to say mm-hmm. there's something more out there. So it's when you get into kind of this consciousness piece, I view that as that's man-made or of this world, so to speak.
Okay.
So that's how I'm delineating the two. Those are not, I don't look at those as combined, where it's then just becomes an individual interpretation of one person versus the next. One is divine, one is of this world. Now you could say, how expansive is that? You know, the stars extend forever, right? And the universe continues to expand faster every day, from what I'm told.
That's what they say.
Here's what I'd like to start on. Is just to be real simple about it. Chapter one, first story of creation. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland, and darkness covered the abyss, while a mighty wind swept over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw how good from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Thus evening came, and morning followed the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate one body of water from the other." And so it happened. God made the dome, and it separated the water above the dome from the water below it. God called the dome the sky. Evening came, and morning followed the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into a single basin so that the dry land may appear." And so it happened. The water under the sky was gathered into a basin, and the dry land appeared. God called the dry land the earth, and the basin of water he called the sea. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth vegetation, every kind of plant that bears seed, and every kind of fruit tree on earth that bears fruit with its seed on it." And so it happened. The earth brought forth every kind of plant that bears seed and every kind of fruit tree on it, earth that bears fruit with its seed in it. God saw how good it was. Evening came, the morning followed, the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the dome to the sky to separate day from the night. Let them mark the fixed times, the days, and the years, and serve as luminaries in the dome of the sky to shed light upon the earth." And so it happened. God made the two great lights, the greater one to govern the day and the lesser one to govern the night, and he made the stars. God set them in the dome to the sky to shed light upon the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. Evening came, and morning followed, the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on the earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures, with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, the morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, wild animals of all kinds." And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, all kinds of creeping things in the earth. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So I'm going to say that again. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
Okay, okay.
"Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the divine image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I gave you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food, and to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground. I give all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he made, and he found it very good. Evening came, and morning followed, the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished with the work he had been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had done in creation. Such is the story of the heavens and the earth at their creation.
How do you think that fits into the argument here?
I think if you end it there, there's no argument to be had.
Okay.
It's like, what happened at that point? I mean, I guess it's kind of, I think if you listen to what I just read back a few times and think about it, because I've read those passages a billion times before something just clicked. Okay. And I tried to emphasize certain words within the passages because they meant something far more to me when I just slowed down and actually tried to reason through it. Like this is not a complicated riddle that's being posed in this first, in chapter one. In chapter one, yeah. This is not rocket science. This is as basic can be.
But like, if you stop, I see what you're saying about that. I feel like science and mankind tries to sort of read between the lines on some of that, with like, you know, like the flat earthers, right? You talk about the dome, and they say, well, you know, that proves flat earth, and you're saying don't look that far into it. Go off of maybe
intuition. I'm saying you can look as far or not into that as you want. But okay. if you want to go deep, keep reading into chapter two. That's where it gets deep. And when I say deep, I mean bullshit deep.
You're talking about like Garden of
Again,
Eden.
I'm talking, that's where you get into garden. We're not, there's no Garden of Eden at the end of chapter one. Man is created. There is no Garden of Eden. Huh. Just again, listen or read, do it yourself. I'm not going to impose my view on anyone, but what I would say, I think this is what happens in life, is people have a preconceived notion of what they know to be true. And then you just gloss over anything that doesn't, I mean, especially now when everything's meme-based, right? Yeah, it's not a meme, it's too much information. But I mean, we're talking, this book has been around how long?
Interesting.
A long time.
I feel like, you know, just to, I don't know, throw an idea in response. I feel like a lot of the occultists and the occult literature, they look into all of the things that you're talking about, and they sort of reinterpret it. Like for instance, when God says he made us in our image, man and woman, they take that as the true nature of God is androgynous and contains both elements. And then like the Gnostics, they'll have a certain flavor on that as well, with Abraxas and all this stuff. And and then you got science trying to, you know, there's that movie, The Sixth Day, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that was a play on, you know, that's their fantasy, I think, is science recreating man. It's a new sixth day, because they want to, and you talked earlier about sort of the idea that things are of this world, and that's what the science wants, is to make findings in this world and keep us immortal, locked into this world.
Well, I think again, you have to work back to the original premise. I think what a lot of times I have done, and this, I mean, my mind does not work the way I'd like it to, living in the world we live in. But what makes the most sense to me is decompose where you are today. Like, how do we fix it? Right? If you break things into their principal components, they're manageable. Where we lie at this moment, it's like entropy to the trillionth power. I mean, it's accelerating in this out of control. I mean, just look on the news, if you can even believe what you see there. I think all of us know, who can question a little bit, that it's far worse than what we see. And it's accelerating. So I can't start, it doesn't make sense to me. I can't unravel where we are. I have to go back to a starting point. You're a systems guy, right? You understand that. You can't just start where, because it's boundary condition defined. You can't just step into a situation and say, okay, I'm going to optimize this. I've dealt with, you know, process optimization, Six Sigma, et cetera, defect reduction. Define the defect. What is it? What is broken?
Oh yeah, there you go. Now you're talking. this is all that day job talk. Yeah, man, that's, I get that. Yeah. You gotta sort of draft up your requirements for the system and, you know, talk about where the boundaries are and, you know, kind of debug and dive deeper.
Debug. Think perfect. Yes. Yeah. I love that. I mean, what you just hit on too, is it's a nomenclature issue, right? It's, if you can't standardize your language, you know, whether it's computer or otherwise, I mean, I think obviously the more AI you get, the more important that becomes, then we're talking over one another. We could be talking about the same thing and arguing about something we agree on because our nomenclature is messed up. And that's prevalent all throughout. I mean, not just, you know, within this book called the Bible or various sacred texts. It's everywhere.
and it's by design.
Interesting.
But you have to step. I mean, you mentioned the Illuminati earlier. You have to look at what is the intention, right? I mean, that's her whole thing, is the magic, the intention, the manifesting. Their goal is, they believe they are special, more special than everyone else. So there is nothing beneath them that they wouldn't do. Lie, cheat, steal, kill. To me, that's where I try to get away from, of this world, to say, what is it that's important to me? My personal relationship with God. That's all that matters to me. Everything else is peripheral. It's a distraction.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It helps me not at all. So when I see activity, behavior, whatever, I mean, to me, the Illuminati are a bunch of jokers. They, okay, you think you're really smart. The problem with arrogance is, at the end of the day, you destroy yourselves. And that will happen. I can say that with certainty. And if you look deeply enough in this book, you will see it as well.
Interesting. I like this, man. Yeah, if I were to apply what you're saying into my opinion of how I view the world, I agree with you in the sense that, like, some people get really upset about all these globalist plans, which is justified. I get it. But then on the other hand, I also am kind of like, it's kind of more of an apathetic view that, I don't know, I'm not that good at this truther thing, but, like, it's almost like, what do I care? You know what I mean? Like, in the end, what does it change? Like, these people are getting wrapped around the axles about things of this world, and it's like, sure, like, we should be upset, we should be concerned, we should pay attention, I get all that, but it's almost like getting mad that Jeffrey Bezos is the world's richest man, like... You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the guy either. I think he's a crook, and I'm sure he didn't work that hard to justify it, and blah, blah. And it goes on and on and on. But, like, I'm not going to, like, waste my energy on worrying about it, because, like, I don't want to be the world's richest man. Like, I don't – it's fine. Like, he's a thief and a crook, and he'll pay his price when it's time to pay his price. If he's a bad guy, maybe he's a great guy. What do I know?
That's right. Well, it's one thing, you will know them by their work. So again, if you are not spiritual – in a way, because I'm not telling anybody what they have. They can believe what they want, how they want. I don't care. I don't say you're on your own, because I'm happy to help people find that. I mean, and to me, again, it's all through this book. It's bled through this book about, we're supposed to love one another as ourselves. So how can you be arrogant, you know, to an extreme, saying I am greater than God, and then destroy, kill, maim, enslave? It doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's completely contradictory. But then I would say, I've learned this myself the hard way, you can't expect justice in this world to be true justice, because they're not the same. I mean, justice from a spiritual standpoint, from our souls, has nothing to do with what we see here. And as I told you before, it says, so Acts 26, chapter 1, then God said, let us make man in our image. I was raised Roman Catholic. I never could figure out, I said, there's no reference to this Trinity. How do you leap to that conclusion? Like, is this just invented by the church? I mean, literally, within the past week is the first time I read that. Now, maybe I just didn't pay attention when I was young. Maybe it's been told to me over and over and over. But words from the Bible never spoke to me in that way. It just clicked. So I guess if you're Illuminati, you could say, yeah, that's, you know, a term of androgyny, and, you know, everything that we're saying about them is true. But then if you're going to, then you're actually giving... you're complimenting God by saying, see, he's already androgynous. So what is it? You should have been much more complimentary, instead of trying to tear him down and attack him, saying he's enslaved you on a planet when he's supposedly reflecting these views that you have. You see what I mean? There's never been any complimentary discussion. So you can't have, you know, bad can't be good and good can't be bad. That's insanity.
Yeah.
There's got to be some internal consistency. Is all I'm getting. So when you get into a real discussion, and actually look at the text together, there can be disagreements on what it means. But at the end of the day, even beyond that, if you stop, such is the story of the heaven and the earth at their creation. If you stop there, that is an entirely different paradigm that you're left to play with as Illuminati, etc., than if you continue into second story of creation. Now, I don't have time to get into all that. But if anybody's listening to this and anybody cares, just start with the first section that I read and we recorded. Grasp that to what it means to them, and then continue on with the second story of creation. And you'll start to see where things broke. Right. And it has nothing to do with the God that's in the first section. I can tell you that right now.
All right. Very intriguing stuff. You got anything you want to... Well, first, I don't want to cut you off. Any other subjects you wanted to hit on?
I mean, again, it's nomenclature first. I shouldn't say that. It's a redemption first. Redemption. That is my spiritual journey. If you, anybody that views it that way, you know, I've learned a lot, let's put it that way, through life. And part of it is, you know, he who is willing to lose his life for my sake will save it. I understand more about what that means now than ever. So it's not an of this earth. It's something you have to have a different perspective. Beyond that, I would say once you're on this earth, the most important thing is the redemption piece in that you have now fallen. How do you repair that? And it's not something that someone should do for you, because then you don't earn anything. And it's not good if you don't earn it. And lastly, it's, are we enslaved? I'd say yes, but it's a choice. And we better understand what the laws are that we're living under here in man's terms. Mm-hmm. Because I just think about how tenuous, like what is the Constitution? How, you know, as a document, even go back to the Magna Carta, read it. Honestly, read it. I was shocked at what it said. You see all these documents and movements and you know, we think that we're protected and that these pieces of paper, literal pieces of paper, are actually looking out for us. Like there's a mechanism, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if this, then that, if this, then that. It's not. It's a facade. And I think if we just think about it recently, of course it is. Like what keeps law and order in place? We have a very tiny number of, you know, police officers or firemen, even, you know, medical professionals, etc. We're moving into another phase of a pandemic. What happens when you have a broader rebellion within that phase? And it's not, I mean, the pandemic isn't over, right? It continues to evolve.
Yeah.
So the last thing I wanted to mention with the pandemic now, you look at polio. Polio has a very, I want to say, interesting history, but it goes a long way back. You might want to look at that because it goes back to some of your stomping grounds on what you're interested in. You go back to Babylon.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's got a long, long history.
Really?
And so you had the WHO with Gates Foundation basically beat this virus into submission. You know, they had it cornered in Afghanistan and Pakistan. They use generally the attenuated vaccine, which is not typically Western countries are using the dead virus, the needle. The attenuated is given orally, and it's cheaper, it's easier to get, you know, to the world. Well, the problem is they never finished the job. So now that attenuated is actually spreading in communities that, you know, some of them have been vaccinated, some not, but it's evolving. So you've got a virus now that was very weak, that's becoming stronger and stronger and stronger as it circulates in the population, in the same area that you've got chaos beyond chaos. And that, to me, I can guarantee you that's going to be coming to a theater near you soon.
Don't tell me that, John.
Well, I'm saying the polio vaccine we have here, that virus is different. than the attenuated. I mean, again, it's not just the attenuated, it is the evolved attenuated.
Yeah. Huh.
So you can talk about this evolution. I mean, that's everywhere, which again, evolution, just read beyond chapter 2, second story of creation, and you tell me who invented evolution. And it ain't the God from chapter 1. I can tell you that. Just think of the terms that are being used, the nomenclature that's being used for God. Why does it change, Isaac?
Oh, man. You're hitting me with a hard one here.
Again, I'll read it to you. Just one sentence, and then you can cut me off. So second story to create. At the time when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, that's the first sentence, there is nowhere in chapter 1 that it ever says Lord God. It says God everywhere. God, 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 just God. Just God.
Interesting. All right, man. Now, something else to dig into, that's for sure.
All right, bro.
All right. Well, hey, man, you got any, I don't know, sometimes people get on here, they got books or websites or social media. You got anything like that you want to share with the audience?
Dude, I got nothing.
You're laying low, man. You're staying out of the material world. I appreciate that. All right, brother, man. Well, thanks for your support.
I got nothing. I know what I am, and in this world, I ain't got nothing.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
Okay, that's okay by me. That's the
envy of me sometimes, the people that stay unplugged completely. All right, brother, man. Well, thanks for your time. Thanks for your support, man. Thanks for sharing your ideas with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, take care.
All right, brother. Well, there you go. There's the conspiracy considerations, the final installment, if you will. I appreciate everybody for being on Patreon. Tier 1, 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter. I appreciate all the tiers. And tier 4 from here on out, no more conspiracy considerations for the time being. You will instead, I don't know what else to offer up, so I'm giving you a specialized, dedicated show shout out. Again, not sure how that's going to work. I might just do all of the tier 4 folks in one show once a month. I don't know. We'll see. Because I don't want to forget things. That's why. Because I got a lot on my plate, and sometimes I let things space out. So I might just do like a tier 4 specific shout out. So anyway, I appreciate you guys, all you guys listening, guys and girls. I don't know if you watched Survivor. They had a whole discussion about him saying, "Come on in, guys." And they decided they should not assign the gender pronoun. So I don't want to assume gender either. Don't we all know that guys just means people? Doesn't matter though. But I respect men and women. So I appreciate all of yous. There we go. There's that PA Dutch. All of yous. Respect all of yous. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. Thanks for listening. And again, if you want to leave a review for the show, I will be reading them up until October 31st. I'm going to read, actually, on October 31st, I'll probably go through and read them all in one shot. There's been at least 100 posted since I asked for it, so thank you. Appreciate you. And until next time, stay woke.